Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So here we are, the conclusion of Thanksgiving Bomb. Holly, who is Liz?
Okay, Liz has decided, well, she did decide before Thanksgiving that she had to go home to her family in Ocala, who are notoriously meat eaters. They hunt, they do the whole thing, and she has gone vegan. She and her boyfriend are living a vegan lifestyle. She was extolling the virtues of it, the benefits, and she thought there might be a little bit of a time trying to explain to her meat-loving family why she was vegan.
Liz, how did it go in beautiful Ocala?
It was not great.
Oh, dear. Okay, well.
So let's walk us through it. How did you tell them?
Things started out great. My mom totally bonded with my boyfriend. Everything was going great. And they seemed fine with it. I cooked for them the first night, and they were very pleasantly surprised by how good everything tasted. My dad said he felt great after dinner, like he didn't feel tired. He just felt like nice and full, and it was good. It was great. And then the second night, I sent my boyfriend out to the car to get something, and he found a dead rabbit in the front seat of my car.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What was it? Where did it come from?
My Uncle Frank put it there, thought it was really funny, and told me I needed to stop being a snowflake.
Oh, my God.
And there's a dead rabbit in all of this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So Uncle Frank did not take well to you and your boyfriend being vegans.
Uncle Frank is real opinionated, and we did not appreciate it. I was very upset.
Yeah.
My parents were upset and appalled by this, but it was just too much. So we left.
Oh, so you didn't even spend the whole weekend with your family?
No.
Liz, I am so sorry.
Wow. So have you talked to your parents since then? I mean, how did they react to Uncle Frank being a douche?
My mom said that he needed to apologize to me or he wasn't welcome back in the house.
Oof.
And I'm not at a place right now where I want to hear that because it's just disrespectful. Like, not only is it horrifying and, like, awful to kill that poor rabbit for the sake of shoving it in my face.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, like, it's just the fact that he doesn't care at all about how I want to live my life.
Exactly, yeah.
He thinks he wants to live his life however he wants. I didn't say don't hunt. I didn't say don't eat meat. I just said this is what I'm doing. And he wants to tell me how to live my life.
And that's
ridiculous.
Dang.
So how is your boyfriend? I mean,
I feel like your boyfriend is not ever going to want to go to your parents' house again. I mean,
because you know,
that's terrible.
I mean, because
he's very sweet.
Like, if y'all ever get to the point of proposing, engagement, you know, when you marry someone, you marry their family. So, I mean, is he going to be able to get over this?
I mean, he doesn't judge me. He's very kind and not a judgmental person. He knows it's not my fault that my family is behaving like that.
Right. Well, God bless him for that, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're together, because he's very sweet.
Good.
Wow. But I don't think that he is in a big hurry to get back down there and visit the fam.
No.
Right.
I wouldn't think so. Wow. All right. Well, Liz, thank you for sharing your Thanksgiving bomb story. And I'm
so sorry about that.
Yeah, so sad it wasn't a success. So no rabbit stew.
Right. Miguel.
Anyone, sorry.
Leave that alone. Like, sorry. The animal died.
I'm sorry. I know. It's horrible. All right. We continue going commercial free on Hot 101.5.